This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a strategy for winning the battle for your mind, from Job chapters 29 through 31. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
I had a Christian friend who contracted polio during the late 1950s and was confined to an iron lung. I remember visiting him when he had wasted away to nothing but skin and bones. I asked him what was the most difficult thing he faced in this ordeal, and he said, "The lust of the flesh." I was stunned. Here was this guy on his deathbed, still fighting the same thing that you and I struggle with. You see, the lust of the flesh is a battle fought in our minds. And one of the ways the enemy launches his attacks is through our eyes. Listen to Job's words in Job 31, verse 1. "I made a covenant with my eye not to look lustfully at a girl." Job began at the right place, his eyes. I recall the words of a veteran missionary who had to walk through a particularly tough part of town to get to his office each day. And each day he resolved he would guard his eyes. Young women would walk by him and smile. He could smell their perfume and see their beauty. But year after year he would look straight ahead, and God preserved him through these temptations. In today's passage, notice Job's determination to keep himself pure. He did not allow his eyes to stimulate his mind to lustful thoughts and impure desires. There was a great lesson here for our walk of daily discipleship. If we want to keep our hearts set on God, we must guard our eyes. Now, obviously, we can't go through life blindfolded. We will catch glimpses of hundreds of people each day. But it is not the first glimpse that causes the problem. It is the second look that we are to avoid. Where did the first sin have its beginning? Genesis says that the woman saw that the forbidden tree was good and pleasant to the eyes. So what we would not lust after, we must not gaze upon. The Bible says we must not set our eyes on uncertain riches. We are told not to look upon wine in the cup when it sparkles, but in the end will bite like a serpent and sting like an adder. Jesus taught that whoever looks at a woman to lust after her has sinned already. Let us take stock of our visual consumption. Where does our glance stop and our gaze begin? How about the magazines we read, the TV programs we watch, and the videos we rent? Remember Job's words, "I have made a covenant with my eyes." Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
The booklet, Beginning with Christ, has helped thousands of people strengthen their walk of discipleship, and we'd like to send you a free copy. This booklet offers practical encouragement from God's Word concerning salvation, prayer, victory, forgiveness, and guidance. To receive your free copy of Beginning with Christ, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a look at the fellowship of the burning heart, as we study Job chapters 32 through 34 on Daily Discipleship.